Hey folks, so we have had a fair few followers join and follow the page, which is excellent, so welcome. And with that, we've already had a few DMs of people asking about one of my favorite products out there, OxyShred. You know, I had a field day when it was TS Life or whatever it was called, or whatever it's called now, but OxyShred, right? OxyShred, the thermogenic. And there was a research paper actually done, I believe recently, which absolutely pooped all over the claims OxyShred and its ambassadors have made around weight loss. So I'm laughing because it is such a ridiculous supplement. But essentially, thermogenics, fat burners, do they work? Well, if they worked, right, let's put it this way. If these things worked, do you not think that we wouldn't, do you not think that everyone would be in shape? Everyone would be losing body fat? Okay, there's a reason why people are still struggling with health, their weight, okay, because these things don't work and they're too good to be bloody true. Okay, OxyShred is the one that really grinds my gears because I know of and I've seen so many South Asian influencers put this in their bio and saying, you know, discount code, blah blah blah. They'll do their testimonials of their clients and they'll get them, their clients to take them in the last 4 weeks prior to them getting into their, you know, their best shape, and then they'll attribute all the hard work to OxyShred, whereas it wasn't. It's just that the trainer themselves, they were a good trainer, they were doing the stuff they needed to do, but they got greedy and they attributed the results to OxyShred, saying, here, my client did this, so you can do the same, discount code in the bio or follow the link. Now, thermogenics and fat burners, they've got some ingredients in them that a lot of people like to take. You know, the classic ones. You've got L-carnitine, which is the big one. Actually, a lot of people do ask me about L-carnitine. And again, I'm very much on the side of what does the evidence actually say? Because anecdotal evidence, stories of people using them, experiences, completely different. And although they play a role, we need to look at the wider scale. So L-carnitine, caffeine, and obviously caffeine is great. I love a cup of coffee, actually, especially before my workout. But most of the ingredients in them are designed to, are you ready for it? Ramp up your body temperature. When that happens, you start to sweat profusely. When you sweat profusely, you then start to think about that Instagram picture you saw a couple of years ago when it said, sweat is fat crying, which again is quite laughable, okay? Now, that's obviously not true. And sweating is not an indicator of a good workout. It is a response to your environment and internal body temperature. Food you've eaten can also ramp up your body temperature, and that supplement that your coach gave you also does the same as well. Okay, so thermogenics, sweat belts kind of fall into that category as well. Again, looks good. They use the models to promote them, and they try to make you think you can get the same as well. But like, next time, let's not be gullible. Just take a step back and just think to yourself, if this were the case, then I would have known of so many people using these things and they'd be in great shape. Or do what some people do is, we don't have a huge following on Instagram, but we've got a loyal following, so we'll get the same people just messaging asking about this just for reassurance. And in most cases, I'll obviously just tell them, like it is. And when it comes to, you know, OxyShred and these thermogenics and these fat burners, I'm going to not just say, oh, they don't work. I'll link the stuff that shows what research has been done on it, which they obviously leave out when they're promoting their supplements. Okay, so shortcuts do not exist. I can't believe I actually do need to do this sort of episode in the year that we're in now. But sometimes people will get roped into it because, you know, they would have seen someone claiming to take it and that it has helped them. But just steer clear, okay? You do not need them. I don't know why you would want to ramp up your body temperature even more unless you're a weirdo and you love the feeling of it. But don't take it, okay? Stick to the old-fashioned way of tidying up your diet, exercising, progressing with the exercising, and most importantly, being patient, okay? So if you've got any questions on any other supplements, I think there are a few. I'm not sure what TS Life had rebranded to, but I know they've rebranded and I think they're still selling their usual crap. They're the other ones that I just don't really have too much of a fondness of. And is there any other ones? Basically just anything that says fat burner, okay? Or thermogenic. You don't need them. Now, thermogenics do play a role, for example, for bodybuilders who need to get rid of excess fluid, okay? Which is understandable. But for people like you and me who just want to get in shape, they want to feel good, etc., absolutely no business taking them, okay? So just fire over a message on social media if there's anything else that you want to ask. And yeah, listen, I'll be happy to talk you through it.